You know, Brother Edie, you used a word that I haven't heard in a long, long time. You used the word laissez-faire. Do you remember? Now, I haven't heard that word since probably way back in the 1960s. It had become a thing that some of these psychologists began to tell people that they should raise their children in a laissez-faire attitude. In other words, let them do whatever they want to do. And I think we begin to see what kind of a generation that we raise with that laissez-faire way of raising our children. We're not going to do that, brother. We're not going to raise our children laissez-faire.
To what Ide said in his ministration, if you look at it, ordinarily is very scary. And of course, there is nothing man can do on his own to satisfy God's requirements. And that was the reason Christ came. So if we had listened to Ide well, you will see how enormous it would have been a task for one, to enter in. And I believe that that was the reason why Christ came. And today, we can complete God's demands, God's requirements by obedience to Christ. When we obey Christ, we will fulfill all the requirements of God. So, looking at ourselves, you ask, what can I do? Brethren, the answer is you can do nothing. What we can do is to obey Christ. When we obey the Lord Jesus Christ, then we would have fulfilled all the demands of God. And it's only in obedience we can come into right standing with God. And that's the essence of the blood of Jesus Christ, to cleanse us and to show us the way. And what we have to do is nothing but to surrender our all. You remember when a question was asked, what do I do the works of God? Say, believe in the one that God has sent to you. So when we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and obey him, you know that God is so good that he is the one that has set the standards. He's the one that works his standards in us to satisfy the same standards that he has set for us. We as believers, we must not harden our hearts when we hear words like this. It is a call for obedience. What is God saying in his word? What is his spirit quickening in my heart? Am I in obedience? Brethren, without obedience, I'm going to read a few scriptures, you know, just to bring some points clearer. Second Corinthians 10:5. Second Corinthians 10:5 says, "No, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." You see, situations and circumstances confront us every day. And these situations call for our obedience to Christ to overcome them. Tell me what I can do to overcome lust. Nothing I can do. But if I'm in obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ, something within me completely hates lust. I cannot look at certain things twice. I cannot visit certain areas because there is something in me that is rejecting those things. And that is what obedience to Christ does in the life of the believer. And that is why, as believers, we have just today. Yesterday had gone, and we do not have tomorrow. So what is it that I have heard that the Lord is saying to me today? And what have I done? Am I in obedience to it? I believe that the urgency is in our obedience to what God is saying to us today. So that even when our obedience is complete, that we can judge. So what is the man's obedience? Now that, you know, was clearly shown in the case of Abraham when he was asked to offer Isaac. You know, obedience encompasses faith. It encompasses sanctification and consecration, and all is in obedience. Because Christ has come to fulfill the righteousness of God. And the moment we as human beings surrender to him, that Lord, here I am. What he say is what I will do. I will follow you all the way. And that is what God is telling us at this time. When the things, the how will I say it? The systems of the world are wrapping up. You know, nothing adds to my soul except my obedience to Christ. Nothing adds. Our brother talked about if the economy improves, if it will add to me. If the economy improves, it is a snare to me. If the economy improves today, know that some more temptation is coming to my heart. So I have to be very, very careful. It is not for the salvation of my soul. It is against me. If today things begin to turn better, brethren, we should run. Run into Christ. Because nothing of this system will assist us, take us, help us into being in Christ. So when we look at the matter of obedience, it goes beyond laws. So that there are things that are not convenient. To others, it may be convenient, but to you and I, say it is not convenient. These are things that men will not see as anything. But we, because of our obedience to Christ, we say that thing, even if every person is doing it, I will not do it. On the surface, they look ordinary. They are not clouded with sin. But God is saying, don't go there. And that is what obedience does. So when our brother was speaking, I know that in the other way, our brother is also urging us, encouraging us, because this is a time of encouragement. We have to encourage ourselves so that we will continue to walk in obedience unto the end. So that he that endureth unto the end shall be saved. He that endures unto the end. What are you enduring? What we're enduring are the things that are painful to the flesh, the things that are not enjoyable to the flesh, but are the demands of righteousness, are the demands of holiness. So these are the things that God is looking at in us. It's not what men see and will point at. Most of these things are workings of Christ in the soul of man. They are within. They are within. We were talking about baptism. How do you baptize? You must take a decision to let go that now I turn to Christ. I want him to be my Lord. I want him to be my Savior. I believe him. I believe that he died for me. I believe that the blood of Jesus was shed to cleanse me. That decision is within. It comes first, before baptism takes place. And if that decision is not made, you go into water, you come out as a wet sinner because the first thing has not been done. All this speaks of obedience. So I see God urging us that we have on our own a heckling task before us, but that task we cannot perform it on our own. So Christ came and said that we should be obedient unto him in all things. And once Christ is formed in you and I, we have satisfied the demands of the Father. And when the time comes for the sons to be taken by the Master, we will be one of them. It is an act of obedience. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Hallelujah. I think this is just the thought in my heart as I listened to our brother and the enormity of the demands of God. Praise King Jesus. Amen. Thank you, brother.